It's 10 past six. It's Cambridge 105 and it's the Entertainment Hour. Welcome along, and we'll be talking theatre and movies shortly with Sky and Hattie. But first of all, it's time to do the unsigned chart. So last night I counted down week 99 of Cambridge 105's Unsigned Chart, which is the top five of local bands and artists. It's decided by votes cast on our website, cambridge105.fm. Too Cool Kid was at number five with his track Under Your Breath. Number four were Afterglow and Unlock Your Mind. Number three, Haverhill singer-songwriter Dale Bennett and Tell Me Why. Number two, the previous week's number one, The Abstracts and track 13. And the new entry yesterday went straight into number one, Zach Macro, a singer-songwriter from Bury St Edmunds. This is his song called I Used to Think I Was a Lover.
This is the chart you've been voting for. The Unsigned Chart on 105 Drive.
Lover, I could have been a thief. I could be anyone I wanted. The truth is, I think I'd still choose me. I could have been a lover. Could have been a fiend. I could be anyone I wanted, but the truth is, I think I'd still choose me. Someone, I could be no one at all. And while we watch the shadows of the mountains, well, I won't let you fall, and I won't let you at your door. Don't be scared and don't be frightened, little darling. You got the light of the Lord. You got the light of the Lord. Go to heaven, and I don't want to go to hell. I want to get lost in forever, and then forever I'm with you, and then forever I'm with you. I was a lover, and now you're calling me a thief. I used to think I was a lover, and now I know I'm just a thief.
That's Zach Macro, and I used to think I was a lover. I say Lover? Stop saying Lover. It's not not from Somerset. Zach is from Bury St Edmunds, not Somerset. And that was number one yesterday. You can vote now. The Unsigned Chart voting is reopened. Cambridge105.fm. It's those five tracks, plus a new entry, which I'm going to play for you in a second. Sue Woodhouse has been on. She says, what am I going to do for next week, being week 100? I don't know. I've been talking about doing something special for a while, and I haven't really got around to it. So if someone wants to pop in next Wednesday, you know, and give me a cake with 100 candles, actually don't give me a cake with 100 candles on, that's a fire risk, but give me a cake with no candles, then that'd be lovely. I don't know what I'll do. I think I'll just let it pass, because it's not actually a particular landmark. It's week 100, but its birthday is April. 52 weeks times by 2 is 104, isn't it? So we're not at 4 weeks, but have taken a couple of breaks in that time. So its official birthday is April. So we'll probably do something then. Anyway, the new entry for the Unsigned Chart is from the Staycations. They are an indie folk band from Cambridge comprising of 15 and 16-year-old students Lewis, Charlie, Will and Craig. They were runners-up in the under-18 Cambridge band competition at the end of last year. They've also performed at the Christmas Cambridge Light Switch On for the last 2 years alongside Chico and whoever did it last year, Cheryl Baker. Such A-list stars. Also played at Cambridge Folk Festival. This is a track from their coming up EP called Tide in Time. It's called Dearest.
Chose, my heart froze. Will I ever see the day? You walk by, you pass by, and it just starts the same. I see you, I hear you, but you look the other way. I walk by, I pass by, memories start to fade. Be bad, can it get worse? Thinking over words you said, the time we shared, I thought you cared. Just another war inside my head. You said a thousand lies, we've tried a thousand times. It's about time that you should know. We've said a thousand buys, we've tried a thousand times. It's now time for me to go. We get close, my love shows, and it feels just the same. Had to let go of love's hold, I had to pull myself away. I see you, it came true, and love seems to have its way.
Established in the studio that Brian Wilson from the Beach Boys is not dead. There was a panic for a moment that he was, but we've just established that he's not. But he's definitely not... What?
So I would say many celebrities have been killed by social media.
Yes. Sky thought that he was dead. He's not dead. He's just not playing with them at the Newmarket Nights races. Emma was very excited that she's going to see the Beach Boys, and I told her that one of the very important members isn't playing. That after, she then asked me who Cheryl Baker was and who Bucks Fizz were. It's fine. We've educated her. It's fine. She's learnt a lot in the last 3 minutes. That's the Staycations and Dearest, the new entry on the Unsigned chart. If you want to go and vote, you can do. Voting is open now, and Julian will have an update for you on Monday after 6 o'clock. Right, quick travel news update, then we'll come back straight away after the ads and do movies.
This is Cambridge 105.
It is 25 minutes past six, and it's time to talk first movies and then theatre. Sky and Hattie are here.
Hello.
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 How are we all?
Good,
jolly good.
Good.
We were just going over some of the Oscar stuff, actually. Unfortunately, yes. I didn't get round to...
You stood Julian up on Monday, didn't you?
A little bit. Sorry, Julian.
Sorry.
He wasn't very happy.
We looked at the winners, and to be fair, there wasn't many variations from what we predicted, particularly with the BAFTAs. No. You know, Gravity, well-deserving of all its special effects awards, the directing to Alfonso Cuarón. Also, 12 Years a Slave, Steve McQueen, it's a phenomenal film, Best Picture. And also...
Well-deserved.
And also Matthew McConaughey getting Best Actor for Dallas Buyers Club, which was very,
brilliant.
Very well deserved.
Very,
as well.
Very odd acceptance speech in which he thanked himself. But
that's all right.
But well, yes, I suppose if you say my hero is myself in the future, that's sure. You've just won an Oscar.
Was he being ironic, or
I'm not sure Matthew McConaughey could ever be ironic.
He just likes himself. That's okay.
Lupita Nyong'o for Best Supporting Actress for 12 Years a Slave.
Yes,
brilliant, superb. And so, again, well deserved. I was really pleased with the roundup for the Oscars this year. I think because some years it can be a bit sort of hit and miss.
But the actual award ceremony got panned, didn't it, by the critics in America? Nobody really thought it was very good. Ellen DeGeneres didn't go down very well. Although ratings-wise, it was the best ratings since the last time she did it. So
absolutely, it's a
difference
bit of a
between
weird
the
one.
Audience and what the critics think.
Always, always. Apart from us,
yes,
we're the people's critics.
You are.
What can I say? The films that have been coming out quite recently haven't been, more than above average, a lot of them, I'd have to argue.
What?
Yeah, I'd have
what?
To. Yeah, I have to. But I'm going to carry on. we're looking
what?
At... We're going to be... it was mentioned last week, and I got a chance to view it and give you my opinion now for Non-Stop. So Liam Neeson stars in a nail-biting thriller about an air marshal faced with a threat to kill a passenger every 20 minutes.
Flying. The lines, the crowds, the delays.
I always kind of liked it. 6 hours, one seat, nobody can get to you.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome aboard our non-stop service from New York to London.
You fly much?
All the time, actually.
Threatening to kill someone every 20 minutes unless $150 million is transferred to this account number.
We're midway across the Atlantic. How do you kill someone in a crowded plane and get away with it?
Ladies and gentlemen, we need every passenger to raise their hands above their head.
This is a bad idea.
We have a right to know what the hell is going
on. Agent Marks, the account number you gave us is in your name.
What? That doesn't make any sense. This is a setup. Something else is going on.
The FBI, the White House, and Interpol are confirming reports that a
by an air marshal.
Agent Marks, our fighter escort has you in their sight. Do you hear me?
We're running out of time. Do you hear me?
The guns, high tech, is plenty. I'm trying to save it.
Least on this, Liam Neeson is jaded and weary. At least on this non-stop flight from New York to London, he has the chance to chat to the attractive woman in the next seat, Julianne Moore. But shortly into this transatlantic journey, Bill receives the first in a series of mysterious text messages on his secure line. It's a threat to kill a passenger every 20 minutes unless the government wires $150 million to a secret bank account. Mayhem breaks out at 40,000 feet as he attempts to identify the killer. Then the authorities discover that the bank account is in Bill's name. Back in determined, unstoppable action hero mode, Liam Neeson reunites with unknown director Juan Macaulay Sierra for this palm-moistening airborne action thriller.
Palm-moistening.
I know.
I like that.
It's great.
Moist palms.
So, Liam Neeson, not... Well, as we've seen him in quite a few of his recent films, he's, yeah, weary, burnt out, like his character in The Greys, unknown as well. Suffering from amnesia in that case. He doesn't seem to really, I don't know, grab the screen for me as much as he used to. But in terms of a thriller, I really enjoyed it. I really liked the mystery aspect of it. The fact it's all contained within like a small space, you know, the mixture of characters there are and guessing who the killer is and how people are dying. It's it really gets you involved.
I guess it's one of those films that when it is only set in like a very limited amount of scenes, so it's like on the plane, and it's the whole thing is on the plane. It's something that grips you because you sort of feel as if you're there.
Yeah,
and it's easy to follow as well because you're not chopping and changing all the time.
Yeah, there's got to be more focus on the characters. Yeah. There's got to be more focus on the tension, and. The special effects are pretty decent as well, particularly when, you know, the plane starts doing all sorts of weird things. Mm. I quite liked it. I wouldn't look too closely past the surface, though, in certain regards, like the plot holes, you know.
Right.
You know, it's a mystery, but some of them you're going to have to, like, stretch your imagination a bit, as...
Well, I was going to ask, how can you receive a text message on a secure line on a plane?
Well,
that's my first question.
There you are. There's some nice, interesting choices of shots and using the text messages cropping up on the screen rather than just him looking at his phone like every, you know, 5 minutes.
Yeah.
I think it's worth a watch. It's definitely, it will keep you guessing and has a good payoff at the end as well. And okay. Julianne Moore is good. As always. If you want to catch it, it is on, I believe I have the times here.
Tonight at Cineworld at 7:50 and 9 o'clock, and at Vue at 8:20.
Okay.
Yeah.
That it, just today?
It'll be on next week as
right.
well.
Okay. So go and see it today.
Check cinema listings.
Okay, yeah. Brilliant. All right, we've got the results of our competition to do, which we'll do in a minute, and we've got a new competition to run, which we'll probably do at the end. Mm. And then we're done for movies?
I just mentioned some of the stuff coming out next week,
okay.
Or tomorrow, actually. The sequel to 300, Rise of an Empire. We're going to look forward to that because it was very well it received, the first one, I think, due to its kind of like very artistic comic book style, because it's based on a Frank Miller comic,
right.
About the Greeks facing off against the Persian army led by Xerxes. If you're interested in that, check it out. Also, Wes Anderson is back with his new film, The Grand Budapest Hotel. If you've seen, like, the aquatic like of Dr. Zeus or... What is it? I haven't seen it. Fantastic.
Dr. Somebody Else.
Fantastic Mr. Fox.
Moonrise Kingdom.
Royal Tenenbaums.
Darjeeling Limited.
Yeah.
He's got a good selection of films.
He's got a very particular style. Okay. So
pretty much everybody who's been in any of his films is now in Grand Budapest Hotel.
Right.
It's a stunning cast. It's
ensemble.
Be good.
Yeah. Including, Tilda Swinton. Swinton, Jason Schwartzman,
Bill Murray,
yeah, Tom Wilkinson.
Lots and lots of people.
Yes.
Okay, good.
Yeah, you get the idea.
I'm excited.
All right.
So there's that out next week. Also, later on, I think there are previews on Wednesday for Need for Speed.
Oh.
That good old racing game.
So they've made a film out of a racing game.
Yep.
Okay.
Yes.
You can probably guess what happens in that film.
Possibly the next Fast and Furious. Who can say?
Yeah.
So.
That's starring Aaron Paul as well.
Yes.
Off of Breaking Bad.
Okay.
There you are.
And A Long Way Down, which is coming out in a couple of weeks. Yeah. Film links. Ooh.
Yes. Good.
Yeah, and that's pretty much it for now.
All right, we'll do the movie competition next and we'll talk theatre because you've got a review to do with Footlights.
Yeah.
Greg has sent a message in saying that my style has changed in the last 3 years. Apparently I used to play really cheesy pop music. Now I'm playing serious music. I'm just trying to fit in with Julian's show. He's a very serious man. sometimes. Greg says one of his secret pleasures is Reach by S Club 7. I'm sure we can play that and I'm sure Hattie would approve as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wasn't that big into S Club 7.
No?
Much more of a Busted girl.
Oh, yeah, but I've played Busted for you before.
I know. I'm so excited to see them.
We'll do S Club 7 in a minute. Anyway, so the last week we've been running a movie competition for Book Thief.
Yes.
And we have some winners and the question and answer.
Yeah, the question was, who is the narrator in the Book Thief? And the answer is...
Don't do it too heavily, you break the desk.
Death. Yes, Death narrates the Book Thief.
Death?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So the winners are Leslie Gilbert and Bex.
Well done.
Congratulations.
And we don't have contact details for Bex because it was a text message and we don't get your full number on screen for data protection reasons. So we only have the last three digits of your number, which is no use. So if you're listening, Bex, could you please get in touch with us with your postal address? Is that what we need?
Yep.
You can text it in or you can send us an email, drive@cambridge105.fm, and we'll get those tickets to you. If we can't get hold of you, then we'll be able to send them to you. Simple as that.
And that would be sad.
It would be sad. Yes. What was the prize?
Prize, it was like letter set, a bookmark, a USB.
Okay.
And...
I do like headed notepaper.
Sorry?
You don't get those anymore, really, do you?
Ring,
it's like old-fashioned.
Well, yeah.
I do like that.
Yeah.
I used to get my mum that for Christmas a few years ago when people used to write letters.
I like sending postcards. I send people postcards from Cambridge. I've lived here for over 3 years now. It's, you know, it's not new.
But they like receiving them because it's Cambridge.
Yeah, exactly.
That's okay. That's all right. Okay, we have another competition then, which is for next week, and it's for the film...
Ride Along. Yes, it's to celebrate the release of action comedy Ride Along. We have some cool prizes to give away. I'll give you a brief synopsis of the film. Kevin Hart and Ice Cube lead the lineup.
Ice Cube.
Yes, indeed. Wow. Yeah. The new film from the director and producer of the blockbuster comedy Think Like a Man. When a fast-talking guy joins his girlfriend's brother, a hot-tempered cop, to patrol the streets of Atlanta, he gets entangled in the officer's latest case. Now, in order to prove that he deserves his future bride, he must survive the most insane 24 hours of his life. For the past 2 years, high school security guard Ben has been trying to show decorated APD detective James that he's more than just a video game junkie who's unworthy of James's sister, Angela. When Ben finally gets accepted into the academy, he thinks he's earned the seasoned policeman's respect and asks for his blessing to marry Angela. Knowing that a ride-along will demonstrate if Ben has what it takes to take care of his sister, James invites him on a shift designed to scare the hell out of the trainee. But when the wild night leads them to the most notorious criminal in the city, James will find that his new partner's rapid-fire mouth is just as dangerous as the bullet speeding at it. So for this competition, the prizes are Ride Along branded a baseball cap, a windbreaker, sunglasses.
Just in time for summer.
Yeah. And an iPhone cover, plus two cinema tickets courtesy of Cineworld. And
do we know what iPhone it fits? Because there are obviously two sizes these days.
Well, it'll still be a nice
thing. I guess it's a 5. The most recent one.
Yeah, I'm going to guess.
Okay.
And the question for it is, as well as an actor, what is Ice Cube's other famous occupation?
Ah, I almost gave that away.
I'll give you multiple choice for this.
Okay.
It's either rapper, painter, or stand-up comic.
Right.
Right. Yep. Okay, so for a chance to win, how can they do that, Tim?
You can get in touch with us. You can text 07919 070490. You can email your answer to drive@cambridge105.fm, or you can send us a private message on our Facebook page, facebook.com/cambridge105. Competition will close next week. What day? Thursday, 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
Terms and conditions on the website, cambridge105.fm.
Some exciting prizes there. And the question once more, as well as an actor, what is Ice Cube's other famous profession? Occupation, even. So it's either rapper, painter, or stand-up comic. Okay.
I'm just thinking those through. Yep. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Good luck with that. So we move on to theatre.
Yes. This week we went to see the Footlight Spring Review, The History of Everything.
Hattie's moving her arms around.
Yeah. Very theatrical.
Yeah. Trying to encapsulate everything and the history of it.
Yep.
So this is a series of scenes and sketches from up-and-coming talent in the Cambridge Footlights, which has spawned Monty Python and many, many great British comedians.
Yep.
So it's taking inspiration from everything and history, from the Big Bang to right through to the future via Noah and the moon landing and many more.
Right. Everybody's a whistle-stop tour through history. Noah and the moon landings. There's a hell of a lot in between those two things.
There's quite a lot of jumping about, but a lot of laughter. There's some brilliant performances and some great scenes. Some favourites of ours was Jamie Fraser and Alex McKeith's Dinosaur Etiquette Lessons.
Yeah.
And the invention of the high five as well
had me
crying with laughter. That's about 30 seconds long, that scene, but that did me in. And Ben Pope and Ryan Amar's Pride and Prejudice style exchange of love letters, which is not what it seems. To be fair, it's not perfect. It's not totally professional. It does fall flat at times. There are some jokes that elicit more groans than laughter, but there are a lot of laughs to be had. It's funny almost all the way through, it's just great to see such brilliant talent coming up through the ranks, as it were. The Footlights' fine reputation continues to be upheld.
Good.
It's
a big collaboration. What's there? A cast of 8 or 9 people, and most of them co-wrote the material. And the staging was really good. Very good fast scene changes, and the time machine. Pretty spectacular as well.
There is a time machine.
Yeah. there's a beautiful mural across the back of the stage as well, with illustrations of
everything
and history.
Well, there's a good Lion King sketch as well.
Right.
Oh, and there's a George W. Bush one as well.
Oh my gosh, yes. Alex McKeith as George W. Bush. You will. Oh my gosh, it's something that you will never forget.
Is it uncanny?
It is not in the slightest, but it is brilliant and goes on forever. And we were crying with laughter and brilliant.
Okay.
Some brilliant performances. It is sold out. But feel free to ring the box office, the ADC box office, for returns. They're also expecting to release day seats each day for that evening's performance when the box office opens at 1 o'clock. It runs from tonight until Saturday at 7:45 in the evening, with a matinee at 2:30 on the Saturday. Tickets are £12 and £10, and you can get them from adctheatre.com and the ADC box office.
Okay.
Coming up next week as well is a musical Into the Woods, exploring the darker side of fairy tales and After the Happily Ever After, which you would know a bit more about if you were listening
earlier. Yes, I was educated. Yes. Sounds good.
It runs from Wednesday the 12th until Saturday the 22nd of March at the ADC Theatre, so it's about a week and a half's run. Tickets are £12 and £10, apart from opening night, which is £10 and £8. And you have 14 minutes left to use the promotional code Cambridge105, all one word, all lowercase, for 50% discount on your ticket.
50%.
50% discount. Quick, 14 minutes.
Is the box office still open for people to phone?
The box office is still open to phone.
Okay, call is there someone there waiting for
yes,
the
there
call?
Is.
There's literally someone waiting to take your call.
You can ring the box office on 01223 300085.
I'm tempted to phone them on the radio. Hello, KBJ 105.
Or you can buy your tickets online at adctheatre.com as well. The promotional code is valid through all channels of sale, web, phone and over-the-counter if you're in the area.
So quick run to the ADC Theatre.
13 minutes, run! 50%! Oh, it's going to be brilliant. Okay. It's going to be very good. So keep an eye out for that one.
Lovely.
We'll have a review next week.
I look forward to that. Cool. Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I will be back again next week because Julian's not here. I don't know where he is next week. No.
Somewhere around the world.
I think he's in another country next week. He's actually not. He's not left the country today. He's actually in London, seeing a gig. But I think he's away on work business next week. It might be Amsterdam actually. I think he's away next week. So. Yes, the home of daffodils and bicycles, and windmills and clogs, and any other generic Dutch things. Anyway, let's move on. Thank you very much. We will see you next week.
See you next week.
Bye.